Hello, I'm Noel Davidson, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, and your apostle, speaking from my office in Plano, Texas. I made an audio last evening, and this morning I think I want to add some things to it, might make some things more clear, because I talked about beer. Beer is a normal thing for a Christian, but it's not normal to keep the fear. You can overcome the fear. So just remember, if you're afraid, it's all right. It's just not all right to stay afraid. You can overcome it. God has made provision that you can overcome it. So, in Philippians 2, verse 12, following the gospel of the Lord Jesus, the Apostle Paul says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You're going to tremble, you're going to be afraid. But keep praying. Keep reading the Psalms out loud. Keep reading the Word, Isaiah 52 and 3. You'll overcome. You'll get the fear worked out of you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 3, the Apostle Paul stated to the Corinthians that he was with them in fear and trembling and weakness. Weakness, fear, and trembling. The weakness comes because of the fear. There's nothing wrong with you. Keep praying. Read the Psalms out loud. Read Isaiah 52, 53. And in the Psalms, I'm not sure where it's at, but David said, what time I'm afraid, I will trust in you. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord by praying the Psalms aloud, Isaiah 52 and 53. Now, this is normal, but not to stay, pardon me, not to remain fearful. Perfect love cast out fear. 1 John 4:18. Perfect love cast out your fear. And if you fear, you've not been made perfect in love. But that's what God is after. He wants to make you perfect in love. Romans chapter 5 talks, I think it's the first 5 verses, talks about accessing grace through your faith. And you get into grace by praying, using your faith mixed with the gospel. And with that prayer, you're going to have tribulation. When you pray, tribulations come. If you don't have tribulations, pressure with your prayer, you're not praying in vain. So, tribulation worketh patience. This is Romans 5. Patience worketh experience. Experience worketh hope. Hope maketh not ashamed, for the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. As I just stated, 1 John 4:18, perfect love casteth out all fear. So, when you're in tribulation, praying, you're going to cast out fear. And when you get that fear out of you, you're going to have peace like you've not had. And it feels so good. But just remember, that peace won't last long. If you keep walking with God, you'll run into tribulation. You'll run into fears within, fightings without. That's 2 Corinthians 7:5. And the fears within comes because of the fightings without. And that those fears are in our hearts and they have to be cast out. And perfect love casts out the fear. So you're not going to learn by listening to me things that Paul knew and things I know, that I've experienced. Don't be bothered by fear. Fight through it. Don't just say, I'm just scared to death. We already know that. Just don't agree with the devil. Just keep praying. Keep fighting. 2 Corinthians 12 tells us that God's strength is made perfect in weakness. Perfect in weakness. I will share something with you. I'm in a new war binding witchcraft, and I'm breaking through. It's powerful. It comes, has come about because by posting and teaching of Daniel 11, verse 18 through 28. But that's what's taking place in America today. The one that's in office as a raiser of taxes, and the one that follows him is going to be strong in flattering divination. It's a life, it's an hour we're presently living in today in America. I want to encourage you, don't fear. Jesus said, fear not, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Isaiah 35 says, he that has a fearful heart, be strong. So I want to encourage you, be strong. Trust this will help you. If it's not enough, God knows it. More will come. Love y'all. God bless you. From Plano, Texas, Noel Davidson.